Three decades ago, as many as 2 million people were killed or died of starvation at the hands of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge. Today, the first major figure in that bloody period went on trial for crimes against humanity. His name is Gangekio. In the 1970s, he ran an infamous prison where thousands died. He was known there as Comrade Doik. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Phnom Penh.
The skies above the capital were dark and angry this morning, and tribunal spokesman Reach Sumbat thinks he knows why.
Today, since I drove from home, I saw the cloud get black. It could be normal weather, but for me, I think several thousand victims come to the court to watch the process of the trial, and especially those who die and with starvation and also die by the massacre or killing under the Khmer Rouge regime. So this is my belief,
Justice is more than 30 years late for the victims and the survivors. But this morning's trial began on schedule, promptly at 9.
Let the public be seated, please.
Today's session was mostly procedural. No testimony or witnesses are expected to be called until next month. But that didn't stop several hundred people from crowding into the courtroom to see Doik in the dock. The former Tuol Sleng torturer sitting impassively in a light blue button-down shirt. He and the officers of the court separated from the public by a thick sheet of glass. Many in the packed courtroom were ordinary Cambodians. There were also a few survivors from Tuol Sleng prison, like artist Van Nath, who spoke to reporters outside. 30 years ago, Van Nath says, he remembers his tormentor Doik as a young man, as a strong man. But the man on the other side of the glass, Van Nath says, is an old man. It's a strange feeling, he says, to finally be here, to see the man who did this to me, to us, on trial. I used to hope this day would come, he says, but for a long time nothing happened. Nothing until this morning.
For many years, I never thought I would see this day.
That's Sarah Colm of Human Rights Watch. She's been following Cambodia pretty much since the Khmer Rouge were forced out by the Vietnamese.
It's good to see Doik finally brought to trial. He, in many ways, is the face of the atrocities. I mean, he is the one that many people know. There's so much documentation about his case. Plus, he's not denying it. So I think this is a good case to start with.
Colm says Human Rights Watch remains concerned about whether the joint UN-Cambodian tribunal can be truly independent amid allegations of corruption and interference on the Cambodian side.
You can't be trying people on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, if there's any suggestion that judges and other staff are under political pressure or pressure to kick back portions of their salary. So for those reasons, yes, it's a very important day, historic day, a day that many of us have looked forward to, but there remain serious questions.
International observers are also worried about the tribunal's mandate. The Canadian co-prosecutor recently tried to add 6 more names to the list of suspects. But his Cambodian counterpart rejected that idea, saying it would do nothing to promote national reconciliation. Some observers believe more suspects and more trials might embarrass a government that includes several former Khmer Rouge, including Prime Minister Hun Sen. Doik's trial is expected to be concluded by the end of the year. The trials of the 4 others in custody aren't expected to begin till 2010. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Phnom Penh.